And now it's time for Friday Morning Scatter Shooting with your old pal,
Dan McDowell,
right here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Cheap.
Hey, Monty.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Mino.
Whoa.
Hey, Dan.
There it is.
I miss you, guys. It's been too long. It's been like 2 weeks.
I loved your songs.
Oh, thank you. I was hoping you were listening. I did it for you.
You want a scatter shoot? You know what I was thinking? Yeah, this is not part of scatter shooting, but I think enough time has passed we can play the last Monty on Monty. Because nobody wanted to play that after Monty got fired.
Okay.
Because it was like too hot to handle. But I feel the time is now. The time was probably earlier this week.
And wasn't it like a week later he got fired?
Yeah.
And there was so much speculation that there was something that Jim Montgomery said on that interview that ended up getting him canned.
Justin said, let me interview Garrett next. That was gold. All right, let's scatter shoot.
And this is brought to you by Raisin Cane's Chicken Fingers and Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
Gotta pay the bills.
By Giordano.
Man, Formatics. Mine
professionals.
Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to work in progress appearances on Fox 4 Free for All.
This is the only reason he wanted to come on.
Yeah. Perhaps I should have tweeted that.
Speaking of work in progress, co-host Justin Montemayor may be interested in the insanely gory and darkly effective horror thriller, Becky. A new movie that's out where we see Kevin James with a long beard of a Major League Police relief pitcher, a shaved head, and swastika tattoos in a frighteningly effective performance as a stone-cold racist killer who will snap your neck as casually as you'd snap a twig if you're standing in his way. Becky is a deeply fractured fairy tale that leaves logic at the door and revels in elaborate set pieces that usually wind up with someone maimed or dead. Kevin James kills it as one of those self-absorbed villains who is prone to speechmaking and fancies himself as some sort of next world prophet, but is really nothing more than a psycho who spent a lot of time on the internet. Becky was released on June 5th and is currently available on demand. Interested?
Seems like we got a segment for Sunday, Justin.
I've already seen it, and it's great.
Oh, wow.
It's a great movie.
The Kevin James alert. Is that like straight to DVD type thing if you're just releasing it yourself and Netflix or nobody else does it now?
Well, that's what all movies are having to do right now because of these unparalleled times, Dan. Just like the King of Staten Island, it's... This would have probably broke box office records if it wasn't for Corona, okay. Just because of the Kevin James star power, the star of Zookeeper and King of Queens. But yeah, he definitely took a turn from his normal character arc. Like, you're not going to think that this is the same world that Zookeeper was in. He has to cut his own eyeball off, Dan.
Spoiler.
It's crazy.
Jeez, dude.
Is this the one, Justin, you were telling me about a couple weeks ago? The more serious movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
He made me watch it because you were gone, and
then
he ended up missing the show, so I had to sit there watching that terrible movie, and I didn't get to review it.
It's bad?
It's the most vile, gruesome movie I've seen.
But that... It could still be good.
Okay, put your tampon in, why don't you?
Whoa!
You owe me $6,
a-hole. Pants.
Triggered Monty.
Made it to the last segment of the last day.
After Cam Newton signed a contract with the Patriots that pays him a base salary of the veteran minimum, some pointed out that veteran journeyman and former Dragon Chase Daniel will make more this year than Newton and Saints quarterback Jameis Winston combined. Another sports salary comparison emerged yesterday, July 1st, commonly known as Bobby Bonilla Day. You may not know the story of Bobby Bonilla, but in the year 2000, the Mets agreed to buy out the remaining $5.9 million on Bonilla's contract. Instead of just paying him the full sum right away, the Mets agreed to make annual payments of $1.19 million for 25 years. Every July 1st since 2011 and until 2035, Bonilla will get $1.19 million from the Mets. That's more than Cam Newton's base salary and Winston's as well. It's also more than the $850,000 base salary of 2018 NFL MVP and 2019 Super Bowl champion Pat Mahomes. Bonilla is now 57. The annual $1.19 million payment will continue until he's 72.
Jeez.
He won.
Oh, man. I always love envisioning the Mets guy who has to write that check every July 1st, just sitting there with a half bottle of whiskey gone, just crying, having to write this $1.1 million.
Speaking of Cam Newton, after signing with the Patriots, he now has the third best odds at winning the NFL Comeback Player of the Year award. Can you guess the top two?
I would go...
Comeback Player of the Year.
I would say Kyler, but that, I mean, he was a rookie last year. Oh, Rob Gronkowski.
Ooh,
he
that's
is number two.
Okay.
That is a good one.
Ooh, man, I got another one.
Quarterback got hurt last year? It's always some quarterback or running back that got hurt. Like J.J. Watt, maybe? I mean, he seems like he's always a candidate.
I have one. He's not a quarterback, and this is probably a long shot, so I don't see it as being number one. Actually, I've got two for you, Dan.
One is for Dan.
My fake guess will be Dez Bryant.
And my
other bad guess would be Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown's on the list, on the right track.
I think it's Big Ben because of the Steelers crap last year.
He is number one.
Wow, okay.
Ben Roethlisberger. So you guys actually did it. You did it.
We're smart
now.
Thinking about Cam and Mahomes, as we were, brought the scatter shooting staff down an NFL MVP rabbit hole. So looking at the NFL MVP awards, since 1960, there's been 59 of them. There's been only three winners who are not a quarterback or a running back. I don't think we should play the guessing game, because I don't think you'll get. 1971, defensive tackle Alan Page of the Vikings, Purple People Eaters. 1986, the last non-quarterback or running back to win the MVP, Lawrence Taylor, for the linebacker for the Giants, who left the bathroom open at ticket stock one year, and I walked in on him.
There's some Kemp spin on him, too, quite a bit.
Oh, quite a bit. Yeah. The private bathroom, that's why I walked in on him. And in 1982, the most controversial MVP of them all, kicker Mark Moseley.
What?
Of the Redskins. A kicker won the MVP. 1982 was a strike-shortened season. And Moseley, in that year, made 20 of 21 field goals. At the time, it was a record 95.2% success rate.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. He hit it from 35 yards.
Straight through the uprights.
Moseley was a veteran by then. He was drafted in 1970 in the 14th round, but cut by a couple of different teams. He spent 2 years out of the NFL. He moved back to Livingston, Texas, which is down near Houston, where he installed septic systems. He got another chance in 1974. He signed on with the Washington Redskins. And with the retirement of the Vikings' Rick Danmeyer in 1982, Moseley became the only full-time straight-on place kicker in the NFL. He's the last ever straight-ahead toe kicker.
Oh, toe puncher. Nice.
Yeah.
Toe poke.
So, like I said, in that year, there was a strike year. He makes 20 of 21 field goals. He wins the MVP somehow. So you're thinking, wow, an all-time great kicker, Mark Moseley. And you look at his career field goal percentage, 65%.
Oh, my God.
He ended up making 300 of 457, so probably will not be in the Hall of Fame.
Did he have a full foot or a half foot?
He was one of the few full-footed kickers of the 70s. Okay. Most kickers had half a foot back then. Very little known fact.
It was such an advantage.
He does have the flat shoe at the front. So it looks like there could be 3/4 of a foot there.
Will that ever come back?
The
odd
shoe?
No, the toe puncher.
If it didn't work then, I don't see it being very progressive.
65%, dude.
60. Now, I would like to see the single bar helmet make a comeback. I don't think it'll work in 2020. But I'd like to see the new style, like Revolution helmet with just the one bar.
That toe punch follow through looks so stupid. Like, all of his toe punch follow throughs make him look so dumb.
Like, both arms out.
He's not even really
his
extended
legs straight
that well.
Up in the air.
He's not that flexible. It's just.
In the notable death department, the Hollywood Reporter announced June 16 that puppeteer Pat Brimer passed away in April. As a puppet builder, he worked with ventriloquist Sherry Lewis on Lamb Chop's Play Along, and with Trey Parker and Matt Stone's Team America World Police. But he is best remembered for being the man who brought to life Bill Murray's pesky nemesis gopher in 1980's Caddyshack. Pat Brimer was 70. Another notable death happened last week. It was 91-year-old Milton Glaser, an advertising agency account executive. After the city's fiscal crisis of 1975, New York was pushing tourism with a big ad buy and a new jingle. They asked Glaser to propose a logo. The story goes that he came up with one in the backseat of a yellow cab. Four characters scribbled in red crayon on a torn envelope. I Heart NY. A billion coffee mugs and t-shirts followed. Because it was designed for the city he loved in a campaign that seemed temporary, Glaser did it pro bono. He got no money. Still had the idea, though.
Chicken
nuggets guy.
Hey, Dan, I started The Wire. I'm a season and a half in.
That's awesome.
Dude, I'm addicted to it.
And I want you making as many Wire references on the show as you want.
You hear that, Justin?
I love that bit.
Man,
you hear that?
They'll just bring it back. It brings it back.
He'll just be randomly gleeting in the middle of the show like Bodie.
Well, we'll get a drop for you. Every time you mention The Wire, you could play your own drop. This week's least competent criminal is 31-year-old Nicole George. On June 29th, a New Hampshire state police trooper pulled her over for driving 90 in a 50-mile-per-hour zone. After the stop, she went on her way. Only 13 minutes later, another trooper clocked her doing 111 in a 65. The first trooper responded to assist the second traffic stop, and she was arrested for reckless operation. Upon her arrest, authorities found 40 grams of fentanyl and methamphetamine in her car. They seized the Honda Pilot, and they suspect that was the reason for her big hurry. But drive slow. Don't have a taillight out.
Yeah. You have 40 grams of fentanyl? What are that street values worth?
Yeah, is that a lot?
I don't know.
I don't know how much.
Sounds like it to me. I don't know.
40, yeah. That's
like anyone can even
40
number.
Of anything, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, grams, you really start getting Euro metric system on me. I mean, tell me how many inches of fentanyl she has.
Was she getting them from the docks?
And finally, three guys go together to a ski lodge, but there aren't enough rooms, so they have to share a bed. The next morning, the guy on the right wakes up and he says, I had this really weird, vivid dream of getting a Hange. The guy on the left wakes up and, unbelievably, he said he had the same dream, too. The guy in the middle wakes up and he says, that's funny, I dreamed I was skiing.
Okay. All right.
You get it, David?
I get it, because...
Similar emotions.
Yes. It's visual. You gotta think of the movement. Okay, yeah, I get it.
Just do the ski pole motions in your hands.
Yeah,
right now.
Yes, I know. I get it, Justin. Yes, we all.
That's Friday morning scatter shooting on a Thursday, guaranteed to be placed somewhere on the ticket top 10 tonight.
How about
Thanks
that?
Thanks for hanging out
there
with your
is.
Old pal
Dan McDowell
for another edition of Friday morning scatter shooting. We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
Dan, thank you so much.
That was the most fun I've ever had.
That was the best segment of the week. We ended on a
Becky
high.
Together.
Let's
watch
do
Becky.
It.
Yeah, I'll watch Becky.
Don't.
Come on. Oh, jeez.
All right, Dan, thanks. It is 9:48. We mix with the Normandy invasion next.